WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Getting to the Beltway, Maryland, I-95. Watch for delays right near 212 as you push south down to the Beltway. Problem was to merge onto the outer loop. Had the incident near New Hampshire Avenue. Looks like that's cleared from the right lane. So pace is actually getting better outer loop toward that exit for New Hampshire Avenue. Now on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, crews still dealing with a car that went into the woods. So southbound, as you come out of Laurel, heavy delays just south of 198 before you get to 197. So watch for that. And that takes you stop and go past Powder Mill Road toward 193 Greenbelt Road. This is prior to the Beltway where you lose a lane still. No problems on 50 out of Annapolis and Bowie. 270 volume Urbana-Hyattstown. Heads up still, you're going to see a little bit of volume, but looks like the crash is cleared if you're heading in toward Anne Arundel County. Northbound 4 between Lower Pindell Road and Upper Pindell Road. Lane's now open. Hey, Virginia, have you covered on 66? Just a little bit of volume here starting to form in Manassas and in Centerville. Update sponsored by United States Traffic Network. Looking to add your talent to a dynamic company? United States Traffic Network seeks a motivated account executive to join the sales team. Send your resume to ustrafficnetwork.com/careers. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High wind watch in effect late tonight through late Friday night. Mid-50s today, a little light rain around, especially this afternoon. The winds will start to pick up tonight and probably going to get some rain, and the winds over 40 miles per hour, then winds to 50 plus miles per hour tomorrow with gusts. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 44 in Manassas, 44 in Germantown, 50 degrees in Washington. Australians hand over 57,000 guns in an amnesty program. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. Well, good morning. 607 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. 705 this morning, Sagar and Jetty of the Daily Caller, White House correspondent there will be with us. 805, Matt Schlapp will be here. Some post-CPAC talk. And then also D.C. Mayor Vince Gray, former D.C. Mayor, will be with us at 8:15. We're covering all the news around the world. I'm Vince Colonnais, alongside Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer this morning. Good morning, Colonel.
Hey, Vince. Thanks for having me. Boy, it's a busy, busy news day. I mean, hurricanes and
nor'easters.
Nor'easters,
yes.
And hurricanes coming out of the White House.
Mm-hmm,
and
that's right.
Man, it's like, you know.
Hope Hicks on the way out. We've got Jeff Sessions fighting with Donald Trump, and this huge conversation about guns yesterday. The president assembling a bipartisan meeting in which he brought, again, bipartisan Republicans and Democrats into the White House to have a chat. And the things that the president said have a lot of conservative eyebrows fully crooked this morning, because let's just run down the list and see if we can't sort out what the president is up to. We mentioned it to you earlier, but here's the president talking about raising the age limit in the United States at which you can purchase rifles.
Somebody can buy a handgun at 21.
Right.
Now, this is not a popular thing to say in terms of the NRA, but I'm saying it anyway. I'm going to just have to say it. But you can't buy, I mean, think of it. You can buy a handgun. You can't buy one. But you have to wait till you're 21. But you can buy the kind of weapon used in the school shooting at 18. I think it's something you have to think about.
Something we have to think about.
Ah, you know, I don't know where to begin on this. Are you familiar with the term decimation, Vince?
Yes.
Do you know where that term comes from?
Feels like a military
thing. It is a military thing.
Yes.
There's an analogy I'm going for here. And so basically, it was a form of collective punishment. Not that I want to bring it back. I'm just saying. But the idea is that the term decimation came from essentially the centurions of the Roman legion walking people out on an aqueduct, like a 500-foot aqueduct, and every 10th man, you push him to his death.
Mm-hmm.
That's decimation. So what I see here is very similar.
Oh, well, that's where that comes from. The prefix desa. Now
desa.
I understand.
That's
got
right.
It.
Every 10th man,
gotcha.
Death, you know.
Look, you learned something on this show.
I know.
I hope you didn't make that up, because that sounds really smart.
No, no. I actually teach at
the Army
War College on occasion. So, no, I'm sorry. Why, do you doubt me or something?
No, never.
All right. So, anyway, my point being is that we've gotten away from group punishment. You know, we don't do decimation anymore as a military punishment. So why here are we now considering punishing a whole class of citizens based on an act which I would argue was preventable for one bad act of someone who was 18?
Right. So the president getting into that, and he said we should talk about it. Well, let's talk about it. The average age of male mass shooters is 33 years old.
Yeah.
Raise it to 21? What exactly are you preventing
that's
here?
That's right. How old are you, Vince? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. I'm right in the range.
There you go.
Let's talk about what else happened. The president talking during this. Talked to Senator Toomey. Now, notice this. Toomey and Manchin, senators from both sides of the aisle, have had this bill that they keep bringing up every so often over the past couple of years, which is to restrict background checks even further, basically restrict gun purchases even further, by imposing background checks on anyone who goes to a gun show, not just licensed dealers, but also private sales, sales at a gun show, and also any private sales made over the internet. They want to impose federally mandated background checks on those. The president asked whether or not they want to include an age raise in their bill and attacks them for not doing it. Listen.
It doesn't make sense that I have to wait till I'm 21 to get a handgun, but I can get this weapon at 18. I don't know. So I was just curious as to what you did in your bill.
We didn't address it, Mr. President. I think
you know why? Because you're afraid of the NRA, right? No.
Or because it's a background check bill. The NRA does not support the bill that they have. So I'm not sure how exactly they'd be afraid of the NRA. But the president beginning to attack people in the room, Republicans, for being afraid of the NRA.
Well, you know, I think this is where it really does draw, you know, some interesting issues regarding where is a president at, because just a few days ago, the NRA was his best friend, you know? I mean, so, hey, don't give me, I love
President Nobody's Trump. A bigger supporter of the Second
That's right.
Amendment
Nobody.
Than Donald Trump.
Nobody. So, but now, you know, he's kind of talking about what would be, you know, acceptable, and, you know, do we really want to have people under 21 running around with weapons? Well, we do in the military, so, you know, do we want to basically discharge everybody under 21 in the military and say you can't touch a gun? I mean, that would be the logical extension of the concept.
We've got some calls coming in here, and so I just want to mention, what do you think the president's strategy is in this meeting? What is he attempting to do? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. More on the president and the NRA.
The reason I had lunch with the NRA on Sunday, I called them. I said, you got to come over. I said, fellas, we got to do something. And they do have great power. I agree with that. They have great power over you people. They have less power over me. I don't need it. What do I need? But I tell you, they are well-meaning. And I said to them, very nice, I said, fellas, we got to do something. We can't keep restricting, and we can't keep, we have to do what's right. When it comes to mental health and other issues, I said, we have to do what's right.
Okay. We have to do what's right. So he's not scared of the NRA.
Right.
Whatever. That's fine. Meanwhile, he goes on to vowing to ban bump stocks, and he's been talking about this. We asked the White House earlier this week, does the president have the authority to unilaterally ban the purchase of products? Because it kind of feels like the realm of Congress, not the realm of the executive, to just snap your fingers and get rid of a product. That's kind of Obama-esque, but here's the president on bump stocks.
Talked about the bump stock issue that Senator Feinstein, I know, cares passionately about.
And I'm going to write that out can do that with an executive order. I'm going to write the bump stock, essentially write it out. So you won't have to worry about bump stock. Shortly, that'll be gone. We can focus on other things.
Where are the
Frankly,
Democrats?
I don't even know if it would be good in this bill. It's nicer to have a separate piece of paper where it's gone. And we'll have that done pretty quickly. They're working on it right now.
Where are the liberals who normally accuse him of fascism?
Yeah, I know. It's like this is kind of an extreme view. Plus, I mean, it looks the stats don't back up the need to ban this thing. I mean, it does some sort of extensive firing of rounds, but, you know, more people are killed by knives than they are by rifles. So are we going to now have him starting writing doctrine or executive order saying, hey, you can't have certain knives because you might stab somebody?
Mm-hmm. Let's go real quick to Brian, who's in Fairfax, weighing in this morning. Brian, good morning. What do you make of this meeting, sir?
Good morning, Vince. How you doing?
Morning.
Hey, I wanted to ask that young lady from Fairfax, who seemed to be okay with bumping the age to own a rifle up to 21.
Yes.
If our little snowflakes aren't adult enough and aren't smart enough to own a gun and not go shoot up a school, how are they smart enough to go vote for president or dog catcher or sheriff or whatever? How would she feel if she couldn't vote till she was 21?
There you go.
They're
yeah,
not so, smart enough for one. They're not smart enough for anything that has to do with being an adult.
Right. If you're not adult enough for a gun, not adult enough to do the other things you'd like to do as an adult.
Pretty much anything.
Vote,
I mean, yeah.
Drive. Being present as an adult.
Joining the military.
Yes, joining the military. Much more from you in a moment. And the biggest moment, I think, for a lot of conservatives in the meeting yesterday, and it's the president's comments on due process. You don't want to miss this. 6:15 here. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Marilyn, still talking about the incident on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway because it affects your trip if you're coming south out of Laurel. Car off the roadway southbound prior to the Beltway before you get to the exit for 193. Still takes away a lane. And I'm looking at delays almost back to 198. So options for you coming southbound. Heavy delays there. Route 1 still works. If you're taking 95, your delays just south of the ICC. And a lot of that was focused to get onto the outer loop past the exit from New Hampshire Avenue. That's where we had the overheated bus. Now sits to the right shoulder. So travel lanes are open, but still a little bit of a distraction there. Hey, Virginia, Beltway looks great between the Wilson Bridge and the American Legion Bridge. No delays there. On 95 volume, Dale City Woodbridge, again, heading in through Lorton. Starting to see more of those brake lights. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A nor'easter is going to affect us with very strong and possibly damaging winds. A few showers this morning, becoming steady light rain during the afternoon hours with a high of 56. A high wind watch is in effect from late tonight through late Friday night. Tonight, cloudy and damp with rain early, then becoming partly cloudy and windy at times with a low of 41 degrees. Tomorrow, it will be windy with rain showers in the morning, then becoming windy with mainly overcast skies in the afternoon and a high of 46. Winds could occasionally gust to over 60 miles an hour tomorrow. Right now in the nation's capital, 49 degrees, 617 on WMAL.
What do the King of Prussia Mall, Legoland, Keswick Theater, and the new Founding Farmers Restaurant all have in common? They're all part of the thrill of the Chill Winter Hotel Package in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania. Get amazing deals when you book a hotel room this winter at valleyforge.org/chill.
All right, you got to keep your eyes open for these things. The President of the United States saying a lot of things yesterday that have conservatives a bit nervous. What's going on with his conversation on guns? Is it headed in the right direction? Because listen to this moment. The Vice President of the United States talking about being able to take away guns from people who are mentally ill after proper due process. But the President flips the script. Listen.
You're meeting with governors earlier this week individually and as a group. We spoke about states taking steps. But the focus is to literally give families and give local law enforcement additional tools if an individual is reported to be a potential danger to themselves or others. Allow due process so that no one's rights are trampled, but the ability to go to court, obtain an order, and then collect not only the firearms, but any weapons in the possession
of
that
individual. Or might take the firearms first and then go to court, because that's another system, because a lot of times by the time you go to court, it takes so long to go to court to get the due process procedures. I like taking the guns early, like in this crazy man's case that just took place in Florida. He had a lot of firearms. They saw everything. To go to court would have taken a long time. So you could do exactly what you're saying, but take the guns first, go through due process second.
Wow. That's just kind of, you know, crazy. Maybe it's just being said for purposes of trying to get people to think, but it's not really practical. Courts don't take that long. I mean, they'll act pretty quick in a situation where you've had some sort of an issue with a mental health issue that they're asking for a warrant.
And Florida had the means to adjudicate this kid mentally unfit and have taken his guns, and they failed to do it.
Right.
It's not like we need new laws to actually do that. They had it in place in Florida. They failed to do it.
Well, to that point, the Toomey bill we're talking about here, Toomey himself admitted 6 days ago with Chuck Todd that this new legislation would have, quote unquote, not done anything to stop the Parkland shooting. So they're talking about legislating things.
Because a background check applied to his purchases.
Right, precisely.
Yes.
So it's like we keep talking about things that are not fundamentally related to what failed. It's insane.
Right. Here's the other thing. Whether or not you think President Trump would be a good steward of that policy, take the guns first, then do due process, guess what? He's not going to be president in 8 years.
Right.
I mean, so even if he makes it through 2 terms, he's not going to be president after that. Somebody else will, and they're going to have the power to take the guns and then do due process.
Right.
Do you really want to empower somebody like that? Let's ask you. Let's go to Russ in Round Hill this morning talking about things here. Russ, good morning, sir. What do you make of the president's meeting yesterday?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
A couple of issues. One, if due process is taken away, even temporarily, it never gets restored. None of the rights that we've had taken away have been restored, nor will they ever be restored.
Good point.
Additionally, federal there are certain federal agencies that allow carry permits by people under 21. For example, immigration naturalization, if I believe correctly, does not require you to be 21 to carry a weapon. So they're going to have to revamp the federal law enforcement system, too. We do have a friend who was on for 14 years, and I said, why did you go federal? She said, because I couldn't get the opportunity to be a police officer in a state because I had to be 21 and I didn't have to be to go to work for the feds.
Well, I don't know if that's true. I mean, I was a federal law. I was commissioned at 20, and I was in a slot that made me essentially a special agent, a badge special agent, and I couldn't go through the training until I was 21. So I think most federal agencies require you to be 21 before you are in some way anointed or ensconced as a federal officer with those sorts of authorities.
There is one federal agency that lets you carry a gun at 18. That's the military.
Well, that's true. But I'm saying as a badged federal officer with arrest authorities and things like that. So I hate to dispute, but I think that's where the line is. Now, as a soldier, you're expected to pick up an M4, which does actually have automatic weapon capability, and go into combat. But that's different than actually having some level of unilateral authority to go do things.
Let's go to Chip in Virginia, who's got a different theory on what the president was up to. Go ahead, real quickly, Chip.
Yeah, morning, folks. Is he using this language like he did with immigration to call out the left and how they truly feel? And the others, they talk about due process.
Yes.
Don't worry about that, because you can't get the government to carry on due process as it is right now. But they want to talk about due process as far as taking guns and getting it out of the hands of the people that are a danger to society.
Yes, thank you, Chip. That interesting theory about immigration, let's explore that in a second here. 622 on WMAL.
Retirement is all about income. Learn strategies to create it on the Savvy Investor Radio. Sundays at 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. on WMAL.
This is Larry O'Connor, and if you're wanting to sell your home, you need to know that not all agents are equal. The fact is, on average, most agents negotiate for 11% less than original asking price for seller's home. As a home seller, think of the amount of money that is lost in poor negotiation skills by average agents. That's why I'm strongly recommending Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie are ranked one of the top teams in the D.C. area by the Wall Street Journal. What separates Sarah and Debbie from all the other realtors is their exclusive system with over 5,300 ready home buyers looking to buy right now. Sarah and Debbie can sell your home faster and for more money than the average agent, and they'll guarantee that if your house doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. On average, Sarah and Debbie's home listings sell 3 times faster and for 6% more money than the average agent. Call Sarah and Debbie direct at 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
If you stand on it, we stand behind it.
This winter weather can be brutal on your rugs and carpets. Salt, dirt, grime gets buried deep. And the damage it can cause? With every step you take, these particles grind away like sandpaper. Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. You need Hadid. For more than 60 years, it's a name you can trust. We use our time-honored tradition of painstakingly washing each rug by hand to remove every speck of dirt. And if your rug is in need of repair, our team of professionals are dedicated to restoring your precious rug, making them look like new again. And right now, for a very limited time, take advantage of our best deal ever. Clean 2 rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free. That's right, I said it, absolutely free. For pickup and delivery, call now, 703-241-1111, or online at joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com.
Hey, this is Eric Stewart of Long & Foster, your local real estate expert and the host of the Eric Stewart Show's Sunday mornings here on WMAL. Sellers ask me often why I hate open houses, and I tell them that open houses attract 3 groups, neighbors, suspects, and maybe a prospect or two. So why do them? 45% of my homes sell in 8 days or less, and for top dollar. Why? I've created a proven system for selling houses fast and for the most money. Find out all about it at ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com.
6:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Inbound New York Avenue, doing okay as you come off of 50 and the BW Parkway down toward Bladensburg Road. Heading toward the 3rd Street Tunnel, had the fender bender near New Jersey Avenue. It looks like lanes open there, so just a little bit of volume. Quiet right now, southeast, southwest freeway, 395 bogging down just a bit through Landmark, and again at the 14th Street Bridge, starting to see those slowdowns. Now, what's happening on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway? Long-standing incident, car went off the roadway southbound prior to the Beltway, sitting in delays through Laurel, south of 198. That's where you hit the backups, past 197 and Powder Mill Road. But again, prior to the Beltway and before you get to 193, that's where crews are still dealing with the incident. Update sponsored by Detox and Treatment Helpline. Know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help within 24 hours. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-430-4149. That's 800-430-4149. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
I make preparations to be prepared for at least some spotty power outages with a powerful storm developing off the East Coast over the next 24 to 36 hours. It'll wrap up, throw the winds up over 50 miles per hour at times tomorrow, and that could easily cause some power outages. Could see some light rain around today, 56. High wind watch kicks in late tonight through late Friday night. It'll rain around early tonight, then windy. The winds pick up, gust over 40 miles per hour. Windy tomorrow with some rain showers. Winds could gust 50-plus miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
49 degrees in the nation's capital, 626 on WMAL.
Take the guns first, go through due process second.
I'm going to get your reaction to that, Dan.
Well, that's not what due process is. I'm a big supporter of the president. I think his heart's in the right place. But due process is not taking the firearms first and then going to court second. Now, having said that, Shannon, if it's a clear case, when I was a New York City cop, we had an emotionally disturbed person rule, the Baker Act they have in Florida, where if you're a danger to self or others, that's different. You can remove the weapons. But due process to permanently remove someone's constitutional right, listen, that's a big deal. Due process is going to court first, and I think we have to be clear on that. We still live in a constitutional republic.
Yes, indeed. That's Dan Bongino with Shannon Bream last night. And the theory here that this was a conversation meant to draw the left out like he did on immigration. So he sits, remember that meeting that we saw on immigration, the president says, bring me anything and I'll sign it. Well, they brought him something and he flipped the table. It was like, this is not what the American people want. And he didn't do it. And then he presents this huge immigration plan that has an amnesty and a 17-year delay on chain migration, which looks like crazy stuff to conservatives. Democrats refused to pass it, and now he can be in the position of saying, hey, I'm the generous guy. I presented something to the left, and they didn't even want to pass it.
Well, it's worked on DACA so far. I mean, what have they delivered him back on DACA so far?
This is the theory. But remember, this conversation about raising the gun age, for instance, yeah. Walmart just slipped in under the cover of that, and they raised their purchase age to 21 nationwide.
Yeah. I tell you, by the way, I just keep having the song Lawyers and Guns and Money go through my head now because of all this gun talk.
All right, we'll have you sing it in the next segment. We'll be right there. 628 on WMAL.
Perhaps you've seen the pictures of mist settling over the resplendent hills and mountains. Surely you've heard the classic melody paying homage to the place we belong. And if you breathe deep, you can imagine the scent of pine-filled air. Winter in West Virginia is where snowflakes disappear on the tongues of skiers, sledders, and hikers, just as memories are etched in their minds. Wild, wonderful West Virginia. Experience it for real at www.gotowv.com.
Hey, my name's Brant. You ever make a change and then wonder, why didn't I do this a long time ago? That's what's happening for thousands of people with regard to their health care. They're joining MediShare, and then they're wondering, why didn't I already do this? For most members, it costs less than half what they were paying for their old health plan. There's a huge provider network, too. You can customize your plan, and this is awesome, MediShare members can go online with a doctor 24/7, so if you need a prescription for the flu or something, it's so convenient for you and your family. So yeah, this is one of those why did I wait on this things, and if you don't love your current health plan, you're not stuck with it. You can join MediShare anytime. By the way, to give you an idea, the typical savings for a family, about $500 a month. It just makes so much sense. Check it out. They're super easy to talk to. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. 844-91-BIBLE.
All right. The president's longest-serving political aide now, Hope Hicks, out. She is resigning her position. We'll tell you why in just a moment. It's Best we can tell. 6:30 here on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. We're about to get socked by a very windy nor'easter. Andrew Snyder is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service.
Our biggest concern for Friday is very strong to damaging wind gusts. Most of the day on Friday could have very high winds that could cause tree and power line damage.
WMAL Weather Channel meteorologist Ray Stajic says it'll be mostly a wind event, not a rain event. His full forecast is just ahead. Hope Hicks is resigning as White House Communications Director. Her decision comes a day after she was interviewed by the House panel investigating Russia's election interference. In 9 hours of questioning, Hicks acknowledged that she had occasionally told white lies for Mr. Trump, but she also insisted she had not lied about anything relevant to the Russia investigation. A new study finds that if Amazon builds its HQ2 in Montgomery County, it would add some $17 billion a year to the state's economy and $7.7 billion in annual wages. A group of Maryland students joined a number of health advocacy groups in a visit to Annapolis yesterday to urge state lawmakers to raise the minimum age for buying tobacco to 21. The American Lung Association and the American Cancer Society are among those pushing for the higher minimum age. Activist groups are turning to television ads to pressure the White House into allowing transgender people to keep serving in the military. An ad starts airing tomorrow on Fox News, CNN, MSNBC. It uses quotes from President Trump's former senior military leader and several lawmakers who were in the armed forces to argue that all qualified Americans should be allowed to serve. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 25,029, the Nasdaq at 7273. Sports sponsored by Walgreens. The Warriors outlast the Wizards. College hoops, wins for GW and George Mason. Exhibition baseball, the Nats lose, the O's lose. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Walgreens is here for all your diabetes needs. Stop by today to consult with your pharmacist about medications and diabetes testing supplies. You can also ask their trusted pharmacy team questions day and night on Walgreens.com or their mobile app.
Do you wish those saggy, droopy eyelids would just disappear? Are the bags and puffiness getting a little worse every day? It's Larry O'Connor to tell you that this is the perfect time to take advantage of the crazy spring clearance sale going on right now at Chamonix. Call or click right now and you can get the brand new Genucel Eyelid Lift for free. The new Genucel Eyelid Lift contains two cutting-edge natural peptides in a base of jojoba oil, green tea, vitamin E, and calendula flower extracts. It achieves amazing lifting effects. Right now, this breakthrough eyelid treatment is yours absolutely free when you order Genucel for bags and puffiness. And remember, of course, it works for men and women. Plus, you'll also get the Genucel immediate effects for results in 12 hours. Go to Genucel.com. That's Genucel.com or call 800-525-2720. If you order right now, you'll get the Genucel Collagen Builder and Deep Firming Serum, two bestsellers, for free. And express shipping is also free. That's five luxury gifts, all yours for the price of one. Go to Genucel.com. That's Genucel.com or call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time in mind.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur. Oh, oh. Doing payroll is no longer a headache for our customer, Jeff.
I've used various payroll providers in the past, and none can hold a candle to Patriot Software. Their software is ridiculously easy to use. The support staff is knowledgeable and courteous. I am very excited that Patriot Software files my tax forms for me, not just providing the forms like other payroll companies do. As a business owner, managing payroll has been a long-time headache that I no longer struggle with thanks to Patriot Software. I definitely rate your company 5 out of 5 stars.
Go to PatriotSoftware.com to get your payroll pricing for up to 100 employees. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com. Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money.
If you owe back taxes, there's a lot you need to know, starting with rule number one, don't mess with the IRS. They are cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, actively garnishing paychecks, levying bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. That's all true. But it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. You could qualify for a tax settlement that saves you thousands. thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will work to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Bill, in the 3rd Street Tunnel, that's where crews are dealing with an incident tow truck on the way southbound in the 3rd Street Tunnel before you get to the exit for the freeway 695 for the crash. So definitely seeing delays building up inside the tunnel. So far, we're okay on New York Avenue and getting through to that point. So keep a close watch on that for you. Also, watching around the Beltway, Virginia, still quiet, nice trip between the Wilson Bridge and essentially over to the American Legion Bridge. Only seeing a little bit of volume in Annandale starting to form. Top side of the Beltway, outer loop at New Hampshire Avenue. That's where the overheated bus, everything confined to the right shoulder under control, but slows from 95 now and around to George Avenue. I'm hearing Park Police that they reopened the lane southbound BW Parkway with a long-standing incident prior to the Beltway near 193. However, those delays still pretty intense between 198 and 193, so be prepared for that. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Could see some light rain around today. 56. High wind watch kicks in late tonight through late Friday night. But a rain around early tonight, then windy. The winds pick up gust over 40 miles per hour. Windy tomorrow with some rain showers. Winds could gust 50-plus miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 44 in Manassas, 45 in Hyattsville, 50 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
Well, good morning. 5:37 here on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up very soon here, 7:05, 6:37. Did I say 5? I should say 6:37. Sagar and Jetty will be joining us from the Daily Caller. Matt Schlapp will be joining us at 8:05 this morning. And then at 8:15, former D.C. Mayor Vince Gray will be here on a busy morning on the Mall. Vince Colonnade with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer this morning. Colonel, good morning.
Hey, Vince. Thanks for having me. I don't know how you guys do this every day, you know? I mean, I have to, like, get up at 3 and make sure that I pump like pure caffeine into my veins
come on.
To get here.
The president giveth and we just talketh. There's so much news to cover.
Oh, yes.
And among the news items worth covering this morning is the fact that the president's longest serving aide now in politics, Hope Hicks, is resigning from the White House. Like, all of a sudden.
Gone.
We have this message. We get all of our breaking news alerts yesterday. I wonder how many people across the country are like, who's Hope Hicks exactly? Get your breaking news alerts because, you know, Hope has played a pretty subdued role. That's a good way to put it. Thank you. Which is to say that she has not been the public face of the White House, as pretty of a face as it might be. Right. She has not been a public face of the White House. Right. She has been a very muted character who's been sort of behind the scenes. Certainly, we know that she's the gatekeeper for the President of the United States. Any member of the press could tell you that. You put in, request to interview the President, these go through Hope. I mean, Hope controls everything. Her office right next door to the Oval Office, right next to the President. She's intimately involved in all that decision-making. She was made communications director after Anthony Scaramucci was there for a heartbeat.
Boy, that was a show.
Yeah, and we didn't know who was going to be the comms director, and she became that in August of last year after Anthony Scaramucci was there for, again, just like 10 or 11 days in July.
And it was a great 10 days, though. Really, I mean,
it was an exciting,
memorable.
It was an exciting week and a half of Anthony Scaramucci. Yeah, so she's actually the fifth or the fourth, technically the fifth, but the fourth overall because remember Sean Spicer gets there January to March of 2017.
Right.
Mike Dubke takes over. He's there from March to June of last year.
Then Sean
comes back.
Yeah.
Then Anthony Scaramucci for again a heartbeat, and then Hope Hicks since then. And so Hope's been doing the job. Now she's leaving.
It's like a great game of, the Apprentice. She made it bet longer than everybody else.
So. Yeah, she made, well, this was season 5. This was season 5 of the comms director post. Here's the season 4's Anthony Scaramucci reacting to the fact that Hope is leaving the White House.
But she's an exemplary person. I mean, she's one of the few people that I've had the opportunity to work with in my career that was absolutely selfless and didn't have a malicious bone in her body. And so she wanted the people around her to win. She worked tirelessly for the president. I think of all of the people in his orbit, he probably trusted her on a scale of 1 to 10, something like a 15. So I'm super happy for her that she's going to go on and have a great career.
Right.
And it's certainly a loss to the president. But as it relates to who's going to replace her, I have no clue. And so I don't want to comment.
Well, the theories are beginning. Mercedes Schlapp is one of the names that we've heard floating around. Matt Schlapp will join us at 8:05 this morning, but he already did get a chance to react a little bit to this yesterday on Special Report.
What's a little different about this president is I actually think it's not going to change that much. When people who are very close to him go from inside the circle to outside the White House, he still obviously communicates with them regularly, and I don't think her relationship will change that much. But the physical proximity every morning, starting off, planning the day, responding, it's hard. It's hard for presidents when this happens.
And White House communications job, a big one to fill. Another person named Schlapp, who's in that team. Mercedes, we should point that out as you're here on the panel, who may have a bigger role now. But it is a big job, especially for a White House under attack.
So Brett Baer floating it out there. We'll ask Matt a little bit about that this morning at 8:05. Also, the reasons why. The why here, because Sagar and Jetty is from the Daily Caller, and he'll be with us at 7:05 this morning, and we're going to ask about what the scuttlebutt is. There seems to be two primary reasons that Hope had blemishes. One, earlier this week in House Intel Committee testimony, she testified behind closed doors that she has told white lies on behalf of the President of the United States, something that reportedly the President was none too happy about, but that doesn't seem like a disqualifier ultimately for Hope to be thrown out of the White House unceremoniously. She's resigning again. That's the terms we're hearing. Also, remember, she was girlfriend to Rob Porter, whose security clearance and the fact that he had two domestic abuse allegations against his wives in the past, led to a lot of scandal at the White House and John Kelly issuing a variety of statements before they ultimately got this thing under control. So she was sort of at the center of two things, at least recently.
Right. And I was reading a CNN article, so take it from the source, consider the source. But according to the article, I tend to believe this is probably true. Peter King, a Republican from New York, I know Peter, he's a great guy, was asking her some of these questions. And he was asking some, I don't think he was trying to do gotcha questions. And he basically asked about the white lies.
Yes.
And she basically said, well, yeah, of course I do. And he asked the follow-up question, well, do you spin it in favor of the president? Well, of course I do. So, you know,
by the way, that answer is applicable to literally every communications director
precisely.
In all of Washington.
Yeah. I mean, this is not a gotcha moment.
Some of them have black lies.
Yeah.
Forget the white ones.
Yeah. Boy, and some of them have FISA issues, too, which will kind of come out.
Yes.
Unmasking.
But Peter King, if I recall correctly, I saw him on television after Hope's testimony earlier this week.
Right.
And he said that she did a great job,
right.
That she answered all the questions she needed to. He was bragging about her.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's the issue. I think there's something else here. So I guess things will play out.
All right, well, we'll keep tracking it. And again, we've got a whole bunch of people from or connected to the White House we'll be chatting with this morning, 7:05 and 8:05. Stay tuned for those because we'll get into that conversation. 6:43 on WMAL.
Are you thinking of selling your home? Hey, Larry O'Connor here to tell you how to do it the right way. Don't just call any real estate agent. No, you can call one of the very best that's top ranked and proven. Call my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie have over 5,300 highly qualified home buyers looking to buy homes in the DC area. This is how they're able to sell homes fast and for top dollar. As a matter of fact, Sarah and Debbie sell homes on average 3 times faster and for 6% more money than the average agent. Get this, Sarah and Debbie sold Walter and Paula's home for $15,000 over the asking price. Needless to say, they were impressed with the outcome. If Sarah and Debbie don't sell your home, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. Guaranteed. Do it the right way and call Sarah or Debbie direct at 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
This is Dr. Tom Rozell. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Rozell Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at RozellCare.com. That's RozellCare.com.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Monitoring Treatment Efficacy Through Thermography on Wednesday, March 7th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We're on the move, trying to get on the move, actually. Baltimore-Washington Parkway's been hung up for a while. Long-standing incident out of the travel lanes now. Southbound side, Baltimore-Washington Parkway and Greenbelt prior to the Beltway. So it has given us delays through Laurel, as you head south of 198. So they're still pretty solid to get past 197. But again, the crash near 193 cleared. Oh, I'm just hearing that there might be a fender bender in the backup in the delays south of 197. Boy, we had a tough morning at BW Parkway, so do watch for those delays still. If you choose to take Route 1 coming southbound, say through Laurel into Beltsville, that is a great option for you. Still works well. 95, you're heading southbound 95. Delays from the ICC off and on to join the Beltway outer loop in towards Silver Spring. All right, Virginia, we have you covered, and we are definitely on the move. Just some volume in Manassas, briefly in Centerville and in Fair Oaks in the 3rd Street Tunnel. Heads up if you're coming southbound 3rd Street Tunnel crash before you exit onto the freeway 695. Tow truck had been sent to the scene there, so do use caution. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds and some light rainfall, powerful nor'easter developing, but we'll miss most of the precipitation. It'll be a wind event for us. High wind watch in effect late tonight through late Friday night. Mid-50s today, a little light rain around, especially this afternoon. The winds will start to pick up tonight and probably going to get some rain in the winds over 40 miles per hour, then winds to 50-plus miles per hour tomorrow with gusts. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
51 degrees in the nation's capital. Traffic and weather brought to you by Hadid Carpet Cleaning.
This winter weather can be brutal on your rugs and carpets. They need a deep-down professional clean. You need Hadid. Right now, get our best deal ever. Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free. For details, go to joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com.
All right. Now, the president's a family man. He's got a lot of kids. One of them, Tiffany Trump. So Tiffany is a Georgetown law student, and the reason why she's of interest today is because the Washington Post is picking on the girl. They wrote a story about how she promoted a nail polish brand on her Instagram feed. They committed an entire story to it. The headline on it, Tiffany Trump promoted a nail polish brand on her Instagram feed. Is that okay? So they spend, you know, a reporter by the name of Emily Hale goes through and spends a whole bunch of time reporting this out, trying to figure out whether or not it is acceptable that Tiffany Trump gave a hat tip to Deborah Lipman, on who makes nail polish. She said, "Thanks, Debbie," she wrote in a fancy font across a photo of dozens of bottles of nail polish, presumably because Debbie sent them to her, a gift from Deborah Lipman. So she's happy about it. She's 24 years old. She got some nail polish. And now the Washington Post is asking the question, is that okay? Is this acceptable that Tiffany Trump could have nail polish?
Does it work? Is it good? I don't know. I mean, you know, maybe we should get a bottle and try it out. I mean, if it's truth in advertising, then so what? I really, interesting, though, this ethics expert, Don Fox.
Yes, they consulted.
Quote-unquote consulted, yeah. Office of Government Ethics. Well, it basically says, she's a private citizen. She can do whatever she wants. But he adds, oh, my goodness, what if President Obama's daughters had said something along this line? It's like, I don't know. I think if they'd, kind of endorsed a brand of ecstasy at the disco they went to, I have no problem with that, you know.
Uh-huh. I remember just like Malia Obama playing beer pong and smoking pot.
Yeah.
That's what I remember that happening there. No, but Tiffany Trump sharing pictures of nail polish is now the subject of much controversy. She's 24 years old. She's an adult. She does not have a position in the White House. The article goes on to mention that designer Ann Bowen was rewarded with the fact that Tiffany wore one of her gowns to a pre-inaugural dinner, and who wrote, again, on Instagram, "Thank you, Ann Bowen." Well, Bowen told Yahoo at the time that a lot of designers, because they were saying they wouldn't want the first lady dressed in their clothing because they don't like having a polarizing president. First of all, ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Melania's gorgeous. I think people just like seeing pretty dresses on pretty women. But anyway, she said the same isn't true for Tiffany. Quote, "Everyone is clamoring to dress Tiffany, they said. So Tiffany, apparently less polarizing.
Well, what's the alternative? Going naked?
There is that alternative. And I really wish you would put clothes on for the show, by the way. 6:50 on WMAL.
Decision makers, let WMAL help take your business to the next level. Don't wait. Get your message in front of Washington's most affluent, well-educated, and extremely loyal listening audience. To advertise with WMAL, visit WMAL.com/advertise. Nothing in the market offers better ROI. So connect with us and let's grow your business.
This is Chris Plant. Visit WMAL.com/advertise to partner with WMAL.
You're too busy to waste time searching for parking and too smart to waste money overpaying. That's why the smartest, busiest people love Spot Hero. With the free Spot Hero app, simply download the app, type in your destination, and Spot Hero will show you the closest and least expensive parking spots around your destination. Reserving and paying for your spot is as easy as a few taps on your phone, so it can fit your busy schedule, not the other way around. Even better, you can take $10 off your first spot with promo code FAST. That's promo code FAST. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try to get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but if you can't get relief from CPAP, now there's a silent, mask-free option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a small implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved to treat obstructive sleep apnea and offered at over 150 leading medical centers across the country. Join the growing number of people treating their sleep apnea with Inspire. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in the Washington, D.C. area who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. That's InspireSleep.com.
Hiring's hard, especially from job boards, but there's a better place to find great talent, and 70% of the U.S. workforce is already there. LinkedIn. As the world's largest professional network, LinkedIn considers skills, experiences, location, and more to match and promote your job to potential candidates. And businesses rate LinkedIn jobs 40% higher than job boards at delivering quality candidates. Go to LinkedIn.com/WMAL for a $50 credit toward your first job post. LinkedIn.com/WMAL. Terms and conditions apply.
What do the King of Prussia Mall, Legoland, Keswick Theater, and the new Founding Farmers Restaurant all have in common? They're all part of the thrill of the Chill Winter Hotel Package in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania. Get amazing deals when you book a hotel room this winter at valleyforge.org/chill.
6:53 now, time to check in on how your money's doing with Jessica Ettinger at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning, Jess.
Yeah, hi, Vince. Good morning. Happy March 1st. Glad to let February go. It was the worst month for stocks in 2 years, and the down month broke the longest monthly winning streak since 1959. Investors fear higher inflation and interest rates. Walmart is following Dick's Sporting Goods. It's raising the minimum age to buy guns to 21, even if local law allows younger people to buy. Bud and Bud Light sales may be down in the U.S., but not in Brazil. And the beer maker's parent, AB InBev, shares are higher this morning thanks to Brazil. Hostess Brands is out with quarterly earnings this morning. They beat Wall Street estimates. Shares are nearly 8% higher in pre-market trading. L Brands shares are plunging right now in early trading, down 9%. The owner of Victoria's Secret had an okay quarter, but it just gave a cautious outlook at the future. A Picasso painting sold at auction last night. For more than $69 million, the new owner of Lover in a Beret is anonymous. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hey, here's some great news, and we could all use some great news for 2018. If you're worried about your healthcare costs or you feel like you're missing out because open enrollment is over, well, it's not too late to join MediShare. You can sign up anytime, and think about this. The typical savings for a family with MediShare is about $500 a month. Think what a difference that would make to your budget. Again, that $500 a month is the typical savings. It could be more or less for you. Definitely worth taking a couple minutes to find out. There are over 300,000 MediShare members sharing each other's medical bills, and something they're now loving, MediShare has a telehealth program that lets you log in and meet with a doctor in real time within the comfort of your own home. For everything from a cold or flu or for a prescription, you can save a lot of time and money, and it's free. Again, open enrollment might be over, but you can still join MediShare. Here's the number to find out more. 866-88-BIBLE. That's 866-88-BIBLE. 866-88-BIBLE.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, this is turning out to be a mess, this incident in the 3rd Street Tunnel. Get ready if you typically come from New York Avenue and go southbound in the tunnel. You might want to rethink because that's where the delays begin, right as you merge off of New York Avenue. So pretty much the entire length, 3rd Street Tunnel just out of crawl. Up ahead and well up ahead, right near the exit to get onto the freeway, 695. That's where the vehicle overturned, I know, in the tunnel. So only one lane intermittently was getting by. So again, if you can avoid for a while till we can get this cleared out, or you'll be in that jam traffic just at a standstill from New York Avenue. Now, northbound side of the 3rd Street Tunnel, that's not a problem. Don't have any incidents coming off the freeway. We're still in pretty decent shape. Now, let's get you elsewhere. And we'll go around the Beltway to the Wilson Bridge before St. Barnabas Road. That's from seeing some of the volume in the Bowie area. Accident on northbound 301 is just north of 214 Central Avenue at Pointer Ridge Drive. Watch for those delays on the increase there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
This will not be a precipitation event for us. It's going to be a wind event. High wind watches will kick in late tonight through late Friday night. Those will likely be upgraded to warnings. Mid-50s today, light rain around. The winds start to pick up tonight. We'll have some rain, especially early, but the winds will start howling after midnight over 40-plus miles per hour with gusts. Gusty winds tomorrow, 50-plus miles per hour, maybe even to 60 miles an hour with a few rain showers. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 49 degrees, 656 on WMAL.
If you had any idea how absolutely insane the stock market is.
Unconventional wisdom is sweeping the nation. And you are next. The Del Wamsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAM.
All right, real quick, I want to bring in something. The President of the United States, we've been talking guns this morning, and the President of the United States just tweeting the following about, remember, there's all this concern that he was bringing up things that would be restrictionist on guns. Many ideas, some good and some not so good, emerged from our bipartisan meeting on school safety yesterday at the White House. Background checks, a big part of conversation. Gun-free zones are proven targets of killers. After many years, a bill should emerge. Respect Second Amendment. Yeah. Also, the Fourth Amendment, too. Would you respect that as well?
Due process.
Yeah, let's respect the other things, too. He says some good and some not-so-good ideas came out of the meeting yesterday. I heard some of the not-so-good ideas come out of his mouth, so I hope it's all reined in. I hope we'll see.
Let's hope. I look forward to Dianne Feinstein explaining how she's helping in this situation.
Oh, she was something else yesterday. We'll talk more about that this morning. Also, Sagar and Jetty joining us from the Daily Caller soon at 7:05 to talk about that and this. Listen to this. Jared Kushner coming under all sorts of scrutiny. Not only did he get a downgraded security clearance because of his status having an interim background check,
right, or
an interim security clearance and his background check not being completed, his financial entanglements, he's a very rich guy, have led to another news story out of the New York Times yesterday. Kushner's business got loans after White House meetings. Here's what's central here. Apollo, a private equity firm, and Citigroup made large loans, the New York Times last year says, to the family real estate business of Jared Kushner. Mm-hmm. Those loans followed meetings that they had with Jared at the White House. So they were discussing possible White House jobs for Josh Harris, the founder of Apollo Global Management. He was advising Trump administration officials on infrastructure. During that period, he met on multiple occasions with Jared, President Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor, said three people familiar with the meetings. The job never materialized that they talked about. But in November, Apollo lent $184 million to Mr. Kushner's family real estate firm. The loan was to refinance the mortgage on a Chicago skyscraper. It was an inordinately big loan. They don't usually offer loans of right. that size, and they did in Kushner's case. Now, Kushner's defense here, he's not tangled up with his business anymore. He's divested himself from that, and his family is still running it, but he's involved in White House activities.
But the appearance is pretty bad here, and his spokesman does not deny that the transaction happened incidental to the meetings at the White House. So, I think fair is fair here, Vince. You need to call out kind of questionable things on both sides, to be fair. I think this is questionable.
Right. Well, either way, you should not use your government position to advantage your personal finances. I think that's we agree with that across the board. Here, coming up on Mornings on the Mall, we told you Sagar and Jetty, the Daily Caller's White House correspondent, will be here. So much out of the White House this week, including that gun meeting yesterday. We'll find out what Sagar's hearing. And also, have you heard the news about Ben Carson and furniture shopping? Yes, furniture shopping is back in the news. We'll tell you how it's affecting good old Ben Carson at 7 o'clock on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. In the next 24 to 36 hours, it's going to get very, very windy around here. National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Snyder.
It's going to remain fairly breezy all the way from Thursday night through Saturday, but we're expecting the strongest winds with potentially damaging wind gusts during the day on Friday into Friday evening.
Our full forecast is just ahead. Now, well to our north, the picture is quite different, says meteorologist John Trout.
A winter storm watch for most of New York State and a portion of eastern PA is in effect. Syracuse, Binghamton, Utica, and Scranton, PA are expecting between 5 and 9 inches of snow. Flakes begin today through the day tomorrow.
No snow in our forecast, not even a whole lot of rain. Our full forecast just ahead. President Trump is once again looking for a new communications director after a longtime aide, Hope Hicks, announced her resignation.
Hicks is the fourth in that post to step down since Mr. Trump took office a year ago. The White House attempting to downplay the announcement, insisting that Hicks has been thinking about leaving for weeks. But Hicks's departure came one day after she testified before a House committee as part of their Russia probe, conceding that at times she's told white lies for President Trump.
Correspondent Abby Phillip. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan is calling for the ouster of the CEO of Prince George's County Public Schools. But county leaders say it's actually the governor who has that power.
Prince George's school CEO, Dr. Kevin Maxwell, has been under fire ever since widespread grade inflation came to light last year. Governor Larry Hogan says the findings weren't taken seriously.
The response was, it was all politics, and it was simply sloppy record keeping.
Hogan went on to call for county executive Rashern Baker to fire Maxwell.
This saga has gone on, I think, for far too long.
The governor doesn't know what he's talking about.
Baker, who's running for governor himself, says it's actually the State Board of Education, controlled by Hogan, that has the power to fire Maxwell. As for Maxwell's job performance,
if you look at his management, we have seen it improve.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A new report concludes that D.C. should be doing more to prevent lung cancer. Joy Meyer with the American Lung Association says the city should enact and enforce a comprehensive tobacco control policy,
which would include reduction of smoking in all public spaces, making sure that we're enforcing laws around accessing tobacco products, raising tobacco taxes within the district.
A push is also now being made for Congress to give funding to NIH for better treatment and early detection of lung cancer. A new fundraising campaign starts today at Children's National Medical Center to help raise money for pediatric care.
The goal with the Make March Matter campaign is to raise $1 million for children to have access to quality, life-saving pediatric care. Children's National Medical Center spokeswoman Julie Butler tells WMAL how you can help.
Go throughout the month to these different businesses where they can shop, dine, or donate to really make an impact on pediatric health.
Businesses taking part range from restaurants to hotels and parking garages. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A Georgia high school teacher is facing charges after firing a gunshot inside a classroom.
Some of Jesse Davidson's students at Georgia's Dalton High are daring anyone to tell them teachers should be armed. Some sat huddled in a locker room Wednesday fearing for their lives as they tweeted at the NRA and President Donald Trump that student cries for gun control are being ignored.
Some students were trying to get into this teacher's classroom, and this teacher was not letting anybody inside.
The social studies teacher was taken into custody after a half-hour standoff with the principal and police.
Went to unlock the classroom door, and when he did that, he heard a gunshot from inside the classroom.
Davidson faces 6 charges, including aggravated assault involving a gun. Scott Carr on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 25,029, the Nasdaq at 72.73. Sports, the Wizards lose to Golden State. College basketball wins for GW and George Mason. Exhibition baseball, the Nats lose, the O's lose. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Decision makers, let WMAL help take your business to the next level.
Don't wait. Get your message in front of Washington's most affluent, well-educated, and extremely loyal listening audience. To advertise with WMAL, visit WMAL.com/advertise. Nothing in the market offers better ROI, so connect with us and let's grow your business.
This is Larry O'Connor. Visit WMAL.com/advertise to partner with WMAL.
You're too busy to waste time searching for parking and too smart to waste money overpaying. That's why the smartest, busiest people love Spot Hero. With the free Spot Hero app, simply download the app, type in your destination, and Spot Hero will show you the closest and least expensive parking spots around your destination. Reserving and paying for your spot is as easy as a few taps on your phone, so it can fit your busy schedule, not the other way around. Even better, you can take $10 off your first spot with promo code FAST. That's promo code FAST. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. 3rd Street Tunnel. Again, can't stress enough. Try to avoid.